Good morning. It's 8:16. I'm Sarah Gibson, and in the studio with us this morning, we have Jean Frank and Oriella Hughes. They're the co-founders of Braveheart. Welcome.
Thank you.
And there's a lot to talk about this morning. Let's start with some of your events that are coming up. I know tomorrow, Alaska Day, there's a big fundraiser that's been happening annually for a number of years. Jean, can you tell us about that?
Sure. Our open house fundraiser has been going on for about 15 years, and it's a wonderful event. Takes place after the parade at the Sitka Pioneer Home Manager's House. There is fresh bread, chowder, wonderful smoked salmon chowder, coffee, tea, desserts. Of all kinds. And for the chowder and the whole menu, that's $10. And it's just so wonderful that people stop by after the parade and warm up and visit. And so it's just a great event.
And looking at the weather tomorrow, it could be that people do need to warm up and dry out a little bit after the parade. Oriella, you were telling me earlier this morning that you're also currently having a training that's going really well, and you're actually recruiting additional volunteers to come to next month's training. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's right. We just started our compassionate care at end of life training this month, and we filled up pretty soon after we started to put the word out. So we have 16 people in that training. And that's the max that our room can hold, and that's, we wouldn't want to have it anymore anyways, because we like to keep it intimate and personable so we can share with each other. So that's all full, and it goes for 8 sessions, but we're taking a wait list for the next one, which we're hoping to do in the spring. We haven't set the date yet, but it could likely be April. And we already have 4 people on the wait list for that. And we're so, so happy that we have such a great response from the community. And when you have that kind of response, you know that you're filling a need that's there. And that's kind of what Braveheart has been all about since the beginning, is trying to fill the need that exists in our community for volunteer caregiving and compassionate care and respite. And so we're happy to bring together. We have over 20 different professionals that actually come for the training. Physicians, clergy, nurses, volunteers, healthcare professionals of alternative health and otherwise. So we all have a little piece of knowledge to share about how can we provide for folks at the end of life.
And so you're currently having that training, and if people are interested, they can be in touch with you about signing up for the spring's training as well.
Yes, exactly. We'd love to have folks. And different people sign up for it. We have volunteers. We give them kind of the first option, the current volunteers. And then we also open it up to current caregivers. We might have people in the community that are currently caregiving for somebody who is facing terminal illness. And then we also invite other professionals who work with terminal illness in their work life.
And it seems like there might be a sort of typical caregiver age range or a typical client, but in talking to you all, I've learned that there's actually no typical kind of volunteer nor a typical client. You really do meet the needs of various people coming through either end-of-life care or who are going through treatment and are earlier in life. And so I'm wondering, Jean, if you can tell us a little bit about the range of volunteers you get who work with Braveheart.
The range of Sitka population. Sometimes the caregiver is older than the care receiver. Local people may remember Frida Aaron. Frida was a wonderful volunteer for Faith. It was then Faith in Action, the organization's first name. And Mary Sarvella, and they were in their 90s, but they found ways, they visited people, and they were just energetic volunteers. And volunteers can be someone's neighbor, just to help them with, if people have surgery and they can't do their laundry, they can't do meals right away when they are no longer in the hospital. And so care receivers, and I think that the Braveheart volunteers, people would want to volunteer, but they weren't sure how it was appropriate for them to volunteer. And the training that is provided by Braveheart volunteers is invaluable in helping people to help other
and
people.
So you provide training not only to professional caregivers, but to volunteers as well in the community. And Jean, you actually started this organization with Oriella because you yourself were asked to be a volunteer. Can you tell us that story?
A friend of mine was diagnosed with the return of cancer a third time. And she had done treatment the first two times, and she decided no more. She just didn't want to do treatment anymore. She wanted to be at home. Her husband worked. She asked if I would coordinate people to come in to be with her while he was at work. She was on oxygen, and she just needed someone to be with her. And so, I mean, she asked, and I couldn't say no. You don't say no. And then after I said yes, I thought, how am I going to do this? And she and I sat down, and she figured out people that she knew in the community that she would like to come to be with her. She was of the Baha'i faith. And so we just did that. And Home Health was coming in, and Oriella was with Home Health. And Oriella said, how does this work? How do you do this? And so I told her, and then we found this Robert Wood Johnson Foundation grant that looked like it was written for us.
and Braveheart Volunteers was born from that. That's a really wonderful story, and I'm sure there are so many like that, of people sort of being asked by either relatives or neighbors to provide assistance and needing some kind of training to know what that will look like. Oriella, you were also telling me that you have a couple of new members of your crew over at your office. Can you tell us about who those people are?
Yes, I'd be so happy to. We just hired last month Maury Hackett to be our office and volunteer manager, which is a really critical position in the organization. They're like the communication hub, really, and everything kind of flows through them in the office. And she is someone who grew up here in Sitka, left for about 11 years, had many wonderful experiences out in the world, so to speak, and now is coming back. And we're so happy to have her there. And she's really talented and on so many levels. So she's a perfect fit, I think, for our organization. And she's already helping us in so many ways, because some of us aren't as tech savvy as others. It's true. And Maury's right in there with understanding how to help us, elevate that level of our connectivity.
And so she's the new communications person, which means that if listeners out there are interested in connecting to Braveheart or want to be volunteering or getting training in the coming months, she's probably the person on the other end of the line. Who do they call, and how do people learn more about the opportunities to get trained with you?
Right. Well, our phone number is 747-4600, and she would be typically the one to answer the phone, but it could be anybody. It could be a volunteer. It could be me. It could be Jean doing something in the office. Ruth Culp is helping right now. So,
and your website, in case people want to find more about.
Right. The website, we're just in the process of redoing it. So it's sort of stripped down right now, but you just look up Braveheart Volunteers and you Google that and you'll get it. So we're also on Facebook. And the other person I wanted to mention is that George Bernstein, who's an RN, who's been an RN for a long time, 37 years, and done a multitude of work around Sitka and other places, has agreed to volunteer to help out with our care receiver assessments. So when we get a new referral for somebody, George will go out with Maury, and they'll go together, which is a really important aspect, because that initial assessment is very important, and also that Maury is there so she can make the good match up with the volunteer when it comes time. So we're very excited about that. And I guess the other thing that's happening is that we're continuing with some of the other regular programs we've had, like our volunteer potlucks, our caregiver support group, and Yeah. So
great. Lots of things going on. We could have you here in the studio for a long time, but people can find more about Braveheart always online. And we'll be posting this interview later on today. As usual, KCIW posts online at kcaw.org, all of our morning interviews, so people can find more there. We just want to do a final reminder of the fundraiser, which is tomorrow. People can warm up after the parade. At what time is it?
After the parade, which is 2 to 5.
And then don't forget the Braveheart Bowls, December 7th.
Braveheart Bowls. So that smoked salmon chowder will be available tomorrow after the parade. Thanks so much for being in the studio with us this morning.
Thank you so much
for having us.
That was Jean Frank and Oriella Hughes from Braveheart.